From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Well, the Coast Guard rescued two men from a small island in the mouth of the Eel River near Crab County Park Sunday night. At about 8:30 p.m., the Coast Guard was notified that a Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy had found a man stranded on an inaccessible sandy island near the mouth of the Eel River. Helicopter crew arrived on the scene to find two men who had washed ashore after their personal watercraft had become disabled on the ocean side of the Eel River mouth. The Dolphin crew landed on the sandy island, picked up the two, and transferred them to emergency medical services at Murray Airport in Eureka. Both had been wearing life jackets and estimated they'd been in the water for about an hour before arriving at the island. The men were fatigued and showed signs of hypothermia, but were otherwise reported as uninjured. Follow up on a story we told you about earlier. Plans have been scrapped to build a medical marijuana grow facility within a Yurok Tribe ceremonial district. An appeal hearing was held Wednesday. The applicant agreed to pull out. The land is private, but the cultivation falls within the ceremonial district. Under the legal medical marijuana ordinance, Humboldt County pot cultivation can't be within 600 feet of such a land type. The Redwood Times reports high-ranking tribal members showed up to the County Board of Supervisors meeting to argue that the grow clearly goes against county law. State Comptroller says applications for property tax deferment for the 2019-2020 tax year are now available. The property tax postponement program allows homeowners who are seniors, are blind, have a disability, and who meet income, equity, and other requirements to postpone payment of property taxes on their primary residence. Manufactured homes are now eligible for property tax postponement. In the 2018-2019 tax year, California homeowners were able to postpone more than $3.5 million in residential property taxes. The addition of manufactured homes will make deferment available to a greater number of seniors and residents with disabilities. Well, the city of Eureka and the Ink people proud to announce the selections of poet laureates for the inaugural Eureka Poet Laureate Program. David Holper will serve as the adult poet laureate, and Izzy Unsinger and Harvey Mitchell will serve as youth poet laureates. Both the city and the group say that the poets will serve as ambassadors of poetry and place in Eureka. Their terms last for 1 year. Applications were removed of all identifying marks and were reviewed by a panel consisting of local poets and authors before the choices were made. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.